Hare Krishna. So in the 15th verse, we saw Krishna, Arjuna and Bhima, they blew their respective conchs. Now today we'll discuss few more verses and see who are the other personalities who are blowing their conchs and what is the significance of the same. So we're discussing verse number 16, 17 and 18. The verses goes like this. Ananta Vijayam Raja Kunti Putro Yudhishthiraha Nakulaha Sahadevascha Sugosha Manipushpakau Kashyascha Parameshvasaha Shikhandicha Maharataha Drishtadyumno Viratascha Satyakischa Parajitaha Drupado Draupadeyascha Sarvashaha Prithvipate Saubhadrascha Mahabahu Shankhan Dadmuhu Prithak Prithak. So let's discuss these three verses. Very nice personalities mentioned in these verses. Let's start with the first line. Ananta Vijayam Raja Kunti Putro Yudhishthiraha. Kunti Putra. Who is that? All of them are Kunti Putra only. But here, specially, Yudhishthir Maharaj is called as Kunti Putra. Kunti Putro Yudhishthiraha. And his conchal's name is Ananta Vijaya. But here, you see in this line, Ananta Vijayam Raja Kunti Putro Yudhishthiraha. Now, battle has not yet begun. I mean, it's not yet over, I should say. But then, initial description itself, Sanjay is saying, no, this Yudhishthir is Raja. So what does he mean and why is he saying that? So Sanjaya is remembering something from the past. See, Yudhishthir Maharaj did a sacrifice called as Rajasuya sacrifice or Rajasuya Yajna. So remembering that, Sanjaya is saying, Ananta Vijayam Raja. So that's how this Raja word is coming here. Okay. So it's called as Raja. Now, other two personalities, Nakulaha Sahadevascha, Nakula and Sahadev, they also blew their conchs. What are the names? Sugosha and Manipushpaka. So these are the two names of the conchals. Now let's move on to the next verse. Kashyascha Parameshvasaha. So Kashya, basically we are talking about the king of Kashi. And his speciality is given. What is the speciality? Parameshvasaha. He is a very great archer. And then Shikhandi cha Maharataha. Shikhandi is another personality and a very great personality. And here, the description of him goes like this. Maharatha. I hope we remember what do we mean by Maharatha. So Maharatha is that personality who can fight with 10,000 opponents single-handedly. Such a person is called as Maharatha. So Shikhandi is that person. And then Drishtadyumna. Now Drishtadyumna is, I think we all are familiar with Drishtadyumna. We started directly in the, I guess, the third verse, if I'm not wrong. So there we talked about Drupada Putrena. So that personality is Drishtadyumna, Drupada's son. Then Virata. So Virata is that personality who gave shelter to the Pandavas in that 1 year where the Pandavas were expected to be in incognito. So they had Vanvas. And after that, it was Agyatvas. So they were supposed to stay in disguise. So all these Pandavas, they took shelter of Virata's kingdom. And they all stayed there in various different disguised forms. Then, Satyakischa Parajitaha. Satyaki. If you remember, in 1.4, verse number 4, we discussed about a personality called Yudhana. And that personality is also called as Satyaki. And Satyaki's speciality is given. Aparajitaha. No one can conquer him. That is what is the meaning of that. And then Drupado. Drupad Maharaj, famous personality. This Dronacharya's very best friend in childhood who became enemy later. Then Draupadeyascha. So the sons of Draupadi. So their names are mentioned. Draupadeyascha. And Saubhadrascha Mahabahu. Saubhadra. Who is Saubhadra? The son of Subhadra. His name is Abhimanyu. And he is called as Mahabahu. Mighty armed. So what these personalities are doing? Shankhan dadmaho prathak prathak. So dadmaho shankha. So they all started blowing their conchals. How? Prithak prithak, one after another. But now, Sanjay is telling all this to whom? Sarvashaha prithvipate. So Sanjaya is saying, Sarvashaha prithvipate. He's addressing Dhritarashtra. Sarvashaha prithvipate. Now, this is a glorification and at the same time, some indication. So he's saying, Sarvashaha prithvipate. You are the pati, you are the king of the entire prithvi. So it is glorification. Very nice. No, you are prithvi pate. But then there is some internal meaning also to this. So he is saying that you are the one who is responsible. You are the one who had this deceiving idea. You are the one who had this negative idea. And what was the negative idea? He wanted his own sons to be enthroned. And the Pandavas to be removed out of the kingdom. This is what he wanted. And because of this, this entire battle started. This entire war started. And what is going to happen in this war? Right from the eldest personality in the entire Kuru dynasty, that is Bhishma, till the youngest one, like Abhimanyu. So all of them will be killed. So basically, Sanjay is telling that you are the person, oh Prithvipate, you are the person who are responsible for the destruction of the entire Kuru dynasty, who was ruling the entire Prithvi. Right? So he's saying, Prithvipate. So in this way, we see that one after another, different personalities were blowing their conchals. But then, what happened after they blew the conchal? What was the effect of blowing the conchal on the other party? So we'll discuss this in the next verse, verse number 19. Hare Krishna.